Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Happy almost weekend.
Woohoo.
This weekend's going to be sunny. I don't know if you know that.
Oh my God. Yeah, wait. It's supposed to be like 75 degrees on
Friday? Yes, it is. Saturday, I heard. But it could be Friday as well. Ooh. Get those legs out. Get those arms out. Get that face in the sun with sunscreen.
No, I don't want to get my legs and arms out.
You know, I'm getting a spray tan tomorrow just because.
Honestly,
I have nowhere to go.
But I don't blame you.
I would like a spray tan. Well, and they just opened up the new spray tan place right by my apartment that I've been waiting for.
Well, once the sun comes out, that's like when you really notice you're pale. You're like, oh my God, I'm literally glistening like Edward Cullen in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame you for doing that at all.
I'm a monster, Bella. What's he say? No, that's not what he says.
No. Get on, spider monkey.
No, he says, get on, spider monkey. But doesn't he say like?
Oh yeah, he's like,
I'm a monster, Bella.
Like, yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. But
why are you? Are you afraid of me? You should be, or something like that.
You should be. Yeah. Who knows? Whatever. Edward Cullen. Shout out Robert Pattinson. Love him.
Love.
People are saying that movie that he's in was pretty good.
I've been seeing Mickey 17. I've been seeing mixed reviews. Some people. Well, I guess because. The director, Bong Joon-ho, he did Parasite.
Yeah.
He, apparently it's like not one of his best movies, but it's still really good. Parasite.
Paradise also, though. Very good show.
Bong Joon-ho. But he also did like, Parasite and like that train movie. Did you ever see that? It's called like...
Train. With like Joey King.
That's the Brad Pitt
with
one.
Taylor Johnson and Train movie.
Snowpiercer.
Oh yeah.
Very good movie. It's like everybody lives on the train.
Yes.
And like the poor people are in the back of the train.
It's like a class system situation. Similar to Parasite.
Yeah.
It's a class system situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Robert Pattinson. I know that when I'm at the movies and I'm feeling crazy, I like to go to the fancy movie theaters.
Mm.
And I like to make sure that I have a little drink with me when I'm watching my shows, when I'm watching my movies, when I'm enriching my soul with culture. And all I need to know is that Pink Whitney is available to me.
Nothing screams culture like Pink Whitney.
Nothing screams culture like our favorite, number one bestie on the pod, pink lemonade flavored vodka, Pink Whitney. Always here for us. Always here for all of your friends. And we actually have, we can roll this right into our little ad here. Exciting news.
Yeah.
We got an A-OK
on our
Pink Whitney. So last episode, we talked about a potential surprise. We're having a meeting this morning. We did have that meeting, and in the discussions, we have to pick a date, but we are putting together a little Taylor Swift listening party.
Yay!
in New York somewhere, a bar that does Pink Whitney, so we have to figure out a bar to go to, but it will be a free event that everybody can just come to, sing, drink Pink Whitney with us, and
we'll probably have some giveaway stuff, some games, maybe a couple games.
Yeah, some fun drinks.
We're definitely going to have a bunch of different types of Pink Whitney drinks, shooters.
We're gonna make up. I think we should each come up with a cocktail.
Yes, that's smart.
Maybe I make a cowboy like me cocktail and you make a lakes cocktail. Oh my God,
that would be perfect.
Wow, yeah. I love when we brainstorm in real time.
I know, me too.
Perfect. So keep your eyes peeled. We're looking probably May, or if not May, sometime in the summer. We just need to figure out the dates and everything. So just keep your eyes peeled. Make sure you're following all of our accounts to keep abreast on that situation.
Yes.
And major shouts to Pink Whitney
for being our
number one bestie, being our sponsor, and letting us shine.
Yes. They are just the most delicious mixing alcohol, in my opinion. Anything with a soda, an iced tea, so many Red Bull, so many different types of drinks that you can make with Pink Whitney. They also come in every different size. They have the 20 shot bucket. They have the big boys. They have the normal size handles. Anything. It's perfect for your at home bar. It's perfect for going out with your friends. It's perfect for a cocktail. Anything you need, Pink Whitney is there for you. So take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo! Huge. But yeah, as far as Taylor news since we last spoke, not much. Only thing really on the horizon and potentially keep our eyes on right now as we record this Wednesday afternoon, so it'll probably be over by the time you listen to it, but I honestly don't know, is Marvel is slowly releasing every like 10-15 minutes or something, releasing a name as somebody who's going to be in the new Avengers
Doomsday
movie. Yeah. And the list, the like proposed guest lists are like 100 people long. It's like every celebrity that you've ever seen in any of these Marvel movies is basically returning back. And there have been obviously many a rumor swirling about Taylor Swift potentially being involved. Gia, do we think that they would announce it like that, or they would wait and have it be like a surprise?
I think they would wait, and
she's into something.
I think they would wait and have it be a surprise. I think she's like too big of a name.
Yeah.
To not have it kind of like take over.
Agreed.
But also putting her name out there would give it so much press and like get the Swifties into it and
absolutely.
Everything. So I actually, now that I'm thinking about it out loud, knowing Marvel, they love to keep a giant secret. Like,
yeah,
they love
do.
To have this big reveal, mm-hmm. have this audience moment in the crowd, whatever. Yeah. But I do wonder. But honestly, though, all it takes is one person to go see the movie, be like, oh my God, Taylor Swift's in the movie,
and then everyone's going to go
see it.
Right.
So I do think they would keep it a secret for now, at least.
I think so, too, because I just think that that's such a big, it would, honestly, though, like, it would be a huge favor from Taylor to, like, announce her name now, because then every Swiftie who cares about that would go back and watch all the Avengers movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, catch up to make sure. Like, I've seen them all. I love all those movies. Like, I'm a big Marvel girly for sure. But I'm sure there are some people who just, like, don't know the Iron Man movies, don't care about Spider-Man, don't care about, you know, what's his face, who I love so much, Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Those people. But if I hear that Taylor Swift is in like a sequel, whole new different thing, whatever, I'm watching all 20 movies that lead up to it.
So no, for
like
sure.
It's a major favor if they were to like, you know, announce her. So we'll have to see.
Yeah. And also like just a, like Marvel's kind of been flopping a little bit
right.
in general.
Low-key desperate.
Yeah.
This movie has to be like the biggest movie they've ever come out with. Like, they have to somehow top Avengers Endgame, which will be very hard.
Yeah. So far, like everything in this past, I forget like what they call them, like each, like they have different
like
phases, should I say?
Oh, phases. That's
yeah.
Right.
So I think they're in like phase 5 or phase 6 or whatever. This past phase was terrible. Everything like was just so bad.
Just wasn't that good.
But so far it's been like, I really like the new Daredevil movie, and there's going to be the new Fantastic Four. So we'll see how that goes. And I don't know. They talked about her a lot being in Deadpool, and that didn't happen. So it's hard to like believe that when everyone was like so set on her being like Dazzler or whatever.
For sure.
So I guess we'll just have to see. Bob Fox, our resident Marvel guy, said that the person who leaked that Taylor Swift is going to be involved, they're like known as being like a more accurate leaker.
He said about, I think he said they're shooting around 85%.
66, I think he said.
What did he say to me? Oh, 65. Sorry,
yeah,
65.
Yeah.
65% accuracy as far as the news they put out, he says. Which is, I mean, not a bad thing to say, but I think that the rumors of last year, and again, remember, she was with Sean Levy, who is not, he's not doing this one.
No.
But she's very much like friends with these people, so I'm curious
to
see what happens. We also have to remember that this extends, the Marvel Universe extends all the way to like WandaVision, Agatha All Along.
Yeah.
You guys watch those with Katherine Hahn and Elizabeth Olsen and Aubrey Plaza was in Agatha All Along, and like that show is still coming out. And so that, there are a lot of avenues. She could be a witch. Like, she could be, they could put
love
her
that.
In really anywhere.
They could put her anywhere. I think, I mean, what they, there's also rumors maybe she's going to be like X-Men. Like, I don't know, because they're doing like another X-Men movie too.
Yeah.
So like, we'll see. Like, there's, again,
cool.
There's so many different characters for her to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll just have to see. It's funny though, because Harry Styles is in like the end credit scene of what are they called? The Eternals.
The Eternals, that's it.
Yeah.
I was like, Barry Keoghan as well.
And it was like this huge reveal, whatever. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, like he literally is like Thanos' brother.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do anything with that. So I'm curious to see how that will play out with Harry, and now adding Taylor into the mix.
You never
it's opening
know.
A whole wide world.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Also, too, the Eternals movie, like, nothing's come. Like, we haven't seen anything.
No, it was like
past that. And that movie came out forever ago. And that was a star-studded fucking cast.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Eternals.
I really liked Eternals. I don't know why it got so much hate. I thought it was really good.
I don't know why I got hate. And I also don't know why aren't they doing more. Like, I love Gemma Chan. Like, she's the best. Like, there are so many good people in that movie. But anyway, Barry is in it, you know, even though he's in and out. We're hot and cold on Barry after he and Sabrina broke up, but we still love him.
Yeah.
I still love him. And so yeah, who knows what could potentially happen. All exciting stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure if she were in a Marvel movie, Travis would be hyped.
Oh, for
that.
Sure.
He strikes me as a Marvel guy.
He definitely strikes me as a Marvel guy.
Definitely. Travis on New Heights this week talked about, this is a little bit of like, you know, you got to know inside baseball. And I didn't really know this. This is thanks to Tavis Hayes that I know.
Shout out,
our girl. Travis was on New Heights talking about how he, quote unquote, finally made it onto the ice. Talking with Jason, who I guess had been suggesting he tries ice hockey for fun. And he hadn't had a chance to. And he recently said that he was able to try and had a lot of fun doing it and whatever. And going all the way back to our conversation about Aaron Andrews potentially having dinner with Travis and Taylor, Aaron Andrews is married to a professional hockey player.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, who are we playing hockey with?
Connecting the dots a little bit.
Who has access to a rink whenever he wants.
I can't imagine Travis on skates.
Neither can I. Also, Gia, I'm sorry. It's putting me back. I feel like I'm starting to get like too involved because just how you mentioned, should Travis be skiing? Should Travis be playing fake ice hockey? We've got a season to prepare for. Like,
your
watch your ACL,
season,
babe.
I know.
Like, what are we doing here?
Like, you're
here?
Too big and lumbery to
you're
be.
You're going to fall. He said, he was like, I fell every time. He's like, every time I tried to shoot something, I fell right in my face. I was like, you're going to break an arm. And then what? Then what?
He's got to be careful.
You got to be careful, Trav.
But also, like, you can't not live your life.
No, of course
so
you
gotta
live
your
life.
Life.
Of course you got to live your life. But this is the attitude that all the boys get when they talk about when they see athletes. And to be honest,
or like
are always getting hurt. They're always on a boat and they're always getting hurt. You know,
or
what
like
saying?
When he would like go to the Aris Tour, like in between games, something would be like, oh, like this is why he stinks.
Exactly. It's like
no, not quite.
Ridiculous.
He was like literally practicing like every day on fields in Europe. Like,
it's insane. Harder fields.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's that. And I think. It sounds to me as if they really did hang out with Aaron Andrews.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Also,
and I'm just excited to hear that story one day.
After that Page Six article came out, people also reported on it later.
Oh, did they?
So that makes me think like maybe it was true.
I trust people more.
Yeah.
I just know that we will eventually hear that story from Aaron herself.
Yeah, I feel like,
true,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they have to talk about it. Like, when's the last time they put out a podcast episode, you know? Like, maybe they're just not allowed to talk about it right now.
No, I don't know.
Because it'd be crazy for her to not tell that story when they're such huge Swifties.
Yeah.
So we'll have to just wait and see. But yeah, that's all I got going on in the Taylor world. We've got some pop star adjacent drama, ? Gia wanted to put this on the list today. She goes, I've got a bone to pick.
I'm ready to stir up
with
some
drama. A little name, a girl who goes by a little name of Dula Peep.
Dula Peep? More like Dula Cheat.
Yeah. <'Cause> More like Dula Steal.
Dula Sneak. Because you're sneaking.
More like Dula Rip Off. Yeah. Dua Lipa is on tour. And preface it all, we do love Dua Lipa, but we got to call out when we see it. Dua Lipa, we talked about it a few weeks ago. She was running around with some of the fans that Taylor uses, different color, but same fans that she uses during the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart section of the Eras Tour. And there are a couple other things in Dua's show that suddenly are directly from the Eras Tour.
She does, so she does like the whole fan thing, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, same fans. And then she does like the whole chair routine.
She does a sexy
like
chair
dance. Like a sexy
dance,
chair dance.
Where she lifts up in the same way
like
that
sits,
Taylor does.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. And she also does surprise songs.
Surprise songs.
So I'm like, okay, Dua. Like flattery, like imitation is the highest form of flattery, obviously.
Course.
So like, I get it. People loved the Eras Tour, so I understand why she wants to incorporate those things.
Yes.
But like, maybe come up with your own ideas.
I could forgive the chair dancing because it's like everybody, you know.
She didn't invent the sexy chair dance.
Taylor didn't invent the sexy chair dance, but I will say this. In combination with the fans is the most egregious. Like that, no one else is using those fans on stage or in anything other than Taylor. So that's like, okay, well, you rip that right off. the surprise songs, that I think too has been happening at concerts. Like, I do think that's
like Sabrina Carpenter does that now.
Sabrina does it. But I do think that is also a Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah, like, for sure.
And then she calls them surprise songs. Like, if Dua was calling it something different, like, I don't know if she's even what she's calling it or what, but all three of those together tells me that she watched the Eras Tour, she took notes, and she said,
taking inspo.
I'm going to reheat these nachos.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
she's been reheating nachos, Dua, and we love her for that.
You got to do what you got to do when your album flops so hard and your tour flops. And listen, I like Dua, but you can't deny that her album and, you know, it's not really normal for you to start a tour in Europe and then go to the U.S. I think she's trying to, like, gain some traction in Europe so for that she can sell tickets in the U.S. Because that album is, one, not good and didn't do well. And two, I just feel like now she just has to, like, kind of do what she has to do to get the attention of people. And so clearly all this stuff worked for Taylor. So, like, why not her? But, I guess reheat your nachos, queen. Reheat Taylor's nachos, queen.
Reheat them up. Like, whatever you got to do. Because, I mean, it seems like people are having a hard time selling tickets to tours in general. And I think that's
because it's so expensive.
They're so expensive. Well, we have talked about ticketing and the massacre that Ticketmaster does and the monopoly they have on it and whatever till we're blue in the face. But I do think that the Eras Tour sets such unrealistic expectations, not only for people and artists, like, in anticipation of people coming to their shows. They think that they're, like, hungry for concerts. They don't think it's, like, people really don't want to admit that, like, people bent over backwards for Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift alone. Like, what I did for Taylor Swift to go to three, I've never been to the same
artist
three
times. Yeah, like,
I'm not
paying $500 for a Dua Lipa ticket.
Never in a million years. Yeah. Like, I just won't do that. And I think that the people assume that people are just, like, wanting to go to concerts and the diehard fans will do it and whatever. But, like, Taylor Swift is the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
And even Beyonce is learning that with Cowboy Carter right now. The Cowboy Carter tour is not, it's certainly not sold out. The tickets are crazy expensive because these scalpers assume that people are going to go crazy for it. Just like they did Eras Tour. So they're stealing them all, hiking it up, and the fans suffer. And this is what happens every time. And now I'm worried, Gia, because Lady Gaga, they just announced going on tour. Her Mayhem Ball tour, which
you're
going to
have to
front
fight for your
center.
Life and the Little Monsters.
I really am going to have to fight for my life.
Pause up.
Pause up for real because I'm gonna have to fight for my fucking life. And but I will go to Lady Gaga's mansion, but I'm worried for the same thing. But what I thought was interesting, Lady Gaga's doing arenas, not stadiums.
Because
she said that she said arenas are better for the show, the way that she wants the show to go.
So that makes sense,
like lights and whatever, all the good bullshit. But that's gonna make it twice as hard to get tickets because they're just smaller venues, you know.
That reminds me of this tweet that I saw. Do you know the artist Ethel Kane?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so she is going on tour or is already on tour, something of that nature. She is, like, implementing this rule or something that the scalpers that buy her tickets have to resell them for the same price that they bought them at.
Ooh.
But it only applies in, like, certain states where the law, like, is in. Let me see what the Ethel Kane.
I hadn't heard of this.
How to spell her name, though?
C-A-I-N-E-T-H-E-L.
But how do you spell Ethel?
E-T-H-E-L.
E-T-H-E-L? Oh, yeah.
While you look for that,
yeah.
It's similar to, or not similar, but I was talking about it before, that the U.S. is at a disadvantage in these situations because Europe does not do Ticketmaster. Like, they don't have.
Yeah.
So there's less likely that your tickets will be scalped in Europe and whatever. So, like, the Europe shows usually the fans get to go and it's less of an issue. And that's why so many Americans were flying to Europe for Taylor Swift because they didn't get the chance.
It's so much cheaper.
And it's cheaper and better and whatever. Anyway, so what does she say?
It says Ethel Kane shares that she is using Ticketmaster and AXS face value exchange and resale program for her upcoming tour. This means that ticket resellers will only be able to list their tickets for the original price they paid in applicable cities.
Huh.
She said, I want to give you all the best chance to get tickets for these shows and not scalpers. So in all applicable cities, we are using Ticketmaster's face value exchange and AXS resale programs. This will give fans, if needed, the option to buy and sell tickets at the original price paid.
Wow, AXS. I've not heard of this. This must be, is this new?
AXS is like relatively new. I've used them a couple times.
Is it like a third party, like another party?
It's like another, it's like Ticketmaster basically, but it's like smaller.
Sure.
Like Role Model used them. I know Zach Bryan used them when I bought tickets for him forever ago. Yeah.
Okay, so they're kind of like a wall in between. So you can
kind of,
Interesting. Okay, so we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that works for her. If that, because that could be a good test. If that works for her, maybe it could work on a larger scale for other people. And maybe, you know, maybe whoever the these ticket resellers are can kind of figure it out, you know?
Yeah. I feel like all artists should
get on that.
Yeah, keep an eye peeled for that.
Absolutely.
Because
if that works, that'd be great. But we'll have to see it. But I think that if people are jumping through hoops to go see a Beyonce or a Lady Gaga, it's like Dua Lipa, you know, she's putting on this tour, she's doing all this stuff. It's like you gotta pizzazz it up a little bit.
Yeah,
for
sure.
What I'm saying? And yes, do a sexy chair dance for sure, but don't be careful how many bits and pieces that you take, because people are going to see through
it. People are going to notice, for sure.
Your fan bases kind of overlap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, for sure.
A lot of people who are Dua Lipa fans are also Taylor Swift fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the same vibe, so.
I'm very much a fan of Dua Lipa. Like,
same,
I thought
I love
Future
her.
Nostalgia was a banger
of
an album.
One of my favorite
albums, yeah.
Like, of all time. I love Future Nostalgia. And the way when it came out, like, I would have seen that on tour. It wasn't. You know, it was COVID.
Yeah, it was COVID.
So,
yeah,
or I missed it. Or if it ended up going on tour, I don't know. But I love that album.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, that's that. So word to Dua Lipa, watch your back.
Yeah,
watch your back, watch your mouth.
Speaking of watch your back,
oh, I'm forgetting
the Senate.
Oh, speaking of watch your back, speaking of sleep with one eye open,
you gotta watch your texts.
Watch your texts. How about, oh my God, the Senate. Of course, we're not gonna, you know.
No.
We'll talk about the Senate as least as we can, but Gia caught something today that I didn't even know, I didn't see at all, didn't come across my desk, where the Senate possibly doing something right, question mark, making sure that our international relations are okay, and citing the awful terrorist attack in Vienna, Austria.
Potential
before the Taylor Swift concert as a reason to keep it kosher.
Yeah, so I guess like in the text messages, they basically were saying the hearing shifted to concerns about the hostile and belittling comments made by Vice President J.D. Vance and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth regarding the U.S. U.S. European allies. In quotes.
Wait, also pause before you read it. I'm sure everyone knows by now, but we're talking about the leaked
text messages
about bombing Yemen and like all that other
and
shit.
And the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic was added into the text chain by accident.
Yes.
So Vance said, I just hate bailing out the Europeans again, asserting that the strikes on the Houthis would benefit Europe far more than the U.S. Hegseth said, I fully share your loathing of European freeloading. It's pathetic. So then Democratic Virginia Senator Mark Warner highlighted the importance for the U.S. to share intelligence with its European allies and used last summer's thwarted terrorist plot against Taylor Swift as an example of how the sharing of intel can save lives. He said that sharing of information saves lives and it's not hypothetical. We all remember, because it was declassified last year, when Austria worked together with our intelligence community to make sure to expose a plot against Taylor Swift in Vienna that could kill literally hundreds of individuals, Warner said. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just thought it was.
No, I think that's amazing. And I'm happy that someone in there. That feels like a no fucking brainer to me.
Yeah.
Oh, we should maybe have good relations with these people just in case. Yeah. Like, fucking duh.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of like, having international relations is making sure you get along so you can help each other out when fucked up shit happens? Like, that shouldn't be something that needs to be reminded.
Yeah.
But thankful for, what's his name? Mark something?
Yeah.
I don't know his
Democratic
name.
Mark Warner.
Mark
Shout
Warner.
Out Mark
Shout
Warner.
Shout out Mark Warner being a hero.
Well,
just
think about how many Americans were at that Vienna show.
No, of course. Of course. And it's, you know, American or not, it's if we're able to help with stuff like that, and, you know, wouldn't we want the same in return if it were someone else? Like, if Austria had the intelligence to help us find out what's going on something? Yeah, we want their help. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you shouldn't have to explain why it's good to have good relationships with European countries. Like, it's just, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, but, he said, I agree we need to make America's priorities first, but America cannot be America alone. The intelligence we gather to keep Americans safe depends on a lot of allies around the world who have access to sources we don't have.
Thank you. Snaps and claps.
Yeah.
Snaps and claps. So that's
Shout out
that.
Mark Warner.
And here it is. Taylor Swift again. She not the first or the last time she'll probably be mentioned in the Senate. Rounded back all the way up to Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
That whole thing came up because of the Eras Tour and all that drama. So
It's just,
you know,
interesting.
She's a powerful persuading
example.
Right word, example. Yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
It's just like, yeah, just it's interesting to me that it's. Well, she's the biggest name in pop culture, so like that's why. But I was gonna say it's always. I feel like she's always used as an example, but at the end of the day, it's like that's kind of what's gonna hit home the most for most people.
Absolutely. Well, it's because it's undeniable.
You yeah.
know what I mean,
like, yeah, true.
Taylor Swift's popularity and also what happened, like that specific example, is so perfect. I'm glad that he had that on deck to throw out there because it's like. Yeah, that's so true. Like, they saved however many people they saved. And yes, of course, we talked about how it was sad that that concert had to be canceled and whatever. But wouldn't you rather a canceled
concert?
Better
be safe than sorry,
You're dead on the floor because of a fucking bomb from a terrorist? Like, of course. Like, obviously. So I think that there's an element of, like, reality that she brings into it unintentionally. Like, just because of her fame and because of the impact she has on people. And... wow. So yeah, I'm very happy. Thanks. Shout out to Mark. Thank you for bringing that up. And fuck off JD Vance. He just, you know, I bet he wanted to be like, who cares about Taylor Swift? She's a crazy cat lady or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. What did he call her? A lonely cat lady. Childless cat lady.
Fucking
crazy. Or he didn't call her that, but he said that Democrats are childless cat ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like
he
that.
He generalized the people. Yes. The progressives who don't want kids and they just want pets and. That's a childless cat lady. And then later on his wife said something like, oh, you're being too mean or whatever. And I was like, blink twice, girl. Like, how we can get you out of there.
No,
quick.
Literally.
Like, it's time.
She's like, she's severed for sure.
She's completely severed. I was watching, not to be political. I swear we'll stop this conversation in a second. But I was watching him say some shit. I don't even know what he was saying. Then he said some dumb shit. And then he looked back and was like, my wife has to stand here while
I
say whatever.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I was like, you're humiliating her. Like, leave her alone. Like,
she's like, I can say whatever I want. She has to stand up here and support me.
Literally hate that. Like, I hate how it came out. I can't interpret him in any other way. He's such a loser piece of shit. Like, that alone was like, you have no respect for your wife. Like, mm-mm. Why would, he could have been like, my beautiful wife who... despite the fact that I may sound crazy, like, she believes me and stands by me and whatever. It's a much better way to say that. The way he said it was demeaning. And I've been meaning to go off on that for a while, to be honest. Like, I just hated it.
Little scrub.
It's humiliating.
Like a little wiener.
He's just a little, just a pork face.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, literally.
Pig.
Chub, chub, bub,
gross.
Bub.
Hate him. Anyway, okay. Moving on. Shall we hear from the people?
Yes.
Or do
but
we have
first,
any, no, that was it,
we
right?
have a little fun thing that we never got to get to from like a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I finally like literally just jogged my memory for like a second today. And I was
so
we should totally
this.
Do that.
Yes.
Somebody asked us, like maybe it was even a month ago. Someone asked us to rank all the track fives.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited for.
Same.
So should I just do mine and then you do yours?
Yes. Here, I'll list in order.
Okay.
All 11, and then you do yours, and then I have a rank by what I think is the most heartbreaking, and then I have my personal favorites ranked. So I'll do.
Okay. So you did two different ones.
I did
or
two
three.
I did two different ones, but I'll just read them as they are. So all the track fives are as follows. Debut is Cold As You.
Wait, I'm confused. What are you going through right now?
I'm just reading the names of the songs we're ranking.
Yeah.
In order of album.
Okay.
Not like in ranking order.
Okay.
So it's Cold As You from Debut, White Horse from Fearless, Dear John from Speak Now, All Too Well from Red, All You Had to Do Is Stay from 1989, Delicate from Reputation, The Archer from Lover, My Tears Ricochet from Folklore, Tolerate It from Evermore, You're On Your Own Kid from Midnights, and So Long London from Torture Poets Department. So those are the track fives in order of album. And so they're asking us to rank our, I guess, our favorites or whatever. I couldn't decide. That's why I did the other
two. Wait, did you say how did it end?
Oh, are we including the
anthology?
No, okay, so I didn't. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
No,
I feel
I
like we should include that.
You're right. So, all right, how did it end would be the last one, so then... All right, so while you read yours, I'll slide it into my other ones.
So mine is just personal opinion of like what I think is like my favorite to least favorite. Okay, so I went My Tears Ricochet number one, How Did It End, You're On Your Own Kid, Dear John, The Archer, So Long London, White Horse, Tolerate It, Delicate, All You Have to Do Is Stay, Cold As You, All Too Well.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think that's a good list and a little similar to mine in ways.
Yeah.
I
put All Too Well last because I think 10-minute version just totally outweighs it. So
that's
compared to all those other ones.
Yeah.
if you take into the fact that there's a 10-minute version, I had to put it last.
Kind of takes it out. I what did you think about, I'll read mine in a second, but I put All Too Well as if it was the 10-minute version. Like, I was just thinking of it as that. But I honestly didn't rank it high enough in either of my things.
Yeah.
So just ignore my All Too Well thoughts. But okay, I'll read my personal list first because yours was personal. And then I'll read what I put in for most heartbreaking, see if you agree.
Okay.
Okay. So my personal favorites ranked, easy to put number one, Change It Up, How Did It End?
Yeah.
Is definitely number one. I didn't even think about that as like a track five of the second half. So good that you did. Second, I had White Horse.
Mm.
Then I had Dear John, All Too Well, So Long London, Tolerate It, You're On Your Own Kid, My Tears Ricochet, Delicate, Archer, Cold As You, All You Had To Do Was Stay. And I'll say this about All You Had To Do Was Stay. Maybe the weakest, like, it's just not a sad song. It's a fine song.
Well, it is, the lyrics are sad.
Yeah, true.
Like, if you slow it down, but yeah, it's hard because it doesn't feel like a track five because it is upbeat, but like, it is kind of a sad song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of why I put it lower too, just because like, I feel like it's kind of the redheaded stepchild.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't quite fit in. And then I was sad to put Delicate so low, but again,
yes,
Delicate
again,
is the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, a little too upbeat. The lyrics are whatever. A little too upbeat to be in comparison with any of the other ones.
Yeah, so I agree.
Here's where I ranked in terms of how heartbreaking they are. And I put How Did It End as number one just now.
I think I would put that too.
I think that that's more than my second choice previously first, which is So Long London. I have So Long London up there as like number two.
Yeah.
Then I have My Tears Ricochet, Tolerate It, All Too Well, Dear John, White Horse, You're On Your Own Kid, which maybe I would have put that higher.
Mm.
Delicate, Archer, All You Had To Do Was Stay, and Cold As You, which maybe Cold As You doesn't deserve that last spot. I guess I just kind of think it's more of like a I'm disappointed song than I'm sad song.
Yeah.
You know?
I would agree with all of those for sure. Yeah, I mean, I feel like You're On Your Own Kid is like heartbreaking in a different way.
Totally agree.
Like it's sad, it's more
in a,
like
in a growing up way.
Yes, exactly. Like rather than like a relationship way.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I would have put it a little bit higher.
Would you have put it above like a White Horse, Dear John, All Too Well, Tolerate It? You know what I'm saying? Like
no, I think I would have. So I think good. I would put Dear John above it, and I would put Tolerate It above it, but I don't know if I'd put White Horse, because White Horse to me is still
true,
is a little juvenile.
That's fair. Yeah,
it like White Horse to me is kind of like you know, like your first boyfriend type of like heartbreak. So I would put that, you know, underneath You're On Your Own Kid, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I White Horse, when I was doing this rank, I was like, I fucking say love that you're song.
Sorry, that face of an angel comes out just when you need it to.
It's just such a something. The stupid girl,
you should have known. You should have known.
Like there's certain lines good. In it that like it's such a.
I'm gonna find someone someday who might actually treat me well. This is a big world. That was a small town. They're in my rearview mirror, disappearing now.
And it's
too late for you and your white horse. Catch me now. I love it. Oh, 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 oh. Try and catch me now.
No, I so was, agree.
Like, literally chills
the
to the
thing,
bone.
No, literally. Yeah. I'm, like, tearing up.
So
like, I'm
good.
Crying a little bit.
It's such a good song.
That song, to me, I think maybe just means, it means a lot to me because it was one of the first songs that I, like, I don't know. Again, it's, or no, it's Fearless. So it was, I was younger, I guess, when I heard it. But it was one of those things like where you get a hard dose of reality. Like, I'm not a princess, this ain't a fairy tale. There's no one who'll sweep you off your feet, leave you down the stairwell. Like, this is those things don't happen in reality, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like that song was like a damn, yeah, no.
But I kinda like how in the end, like, she's like it's kinda like has a hopeful
tone
at the end, which
definitely.
I like.
Where it's like, it's like, fuck you, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
You might tell me that this isn't reality, but I'm going to have it like that anyway.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Also,
yeah, no, love all those songs. The track fives are,
just next
so
level.
Good,
yeah. Someone pointed out in the YouTube comments that I sang the wrong lyrics again. I thought
to
it
what?
Was Paper paper cut stings on my paper thin glands.
Oh no, it's plans.
Yeah,
paper cut stings.
All our paper thin plans.
Plans.
Yeah, I thought it was paper cut stings. All our paper thin glands.
Glands.
Yeah, like your glands.
You know? I didn't even notice you saying the wrong word. Yeah. No, certainly not glands.
Yeah. My well, it kind of makes sense, no? Like your gland, like I don't know what gland is.
No, because when I think of glands, I think of like you know, in my neck or like under my, like under your arms.
Yeah, maybe you don't have glands in your hand.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know why skin. I thought that. Oops. Paper thin glands.
Paper cut stings on my paper thin glands. No.
Yeah.
Like not even close.
Okay, no, plans and glands.
It is, yeah, but yeah, context-wise, no, I wouldn't thought. Yeah. But listen, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it do be like that.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You think you hear one thing and it's
autumn leaves falling like midnight rain.
I still sing autumn leaves falling like midnight rain. Yeah. Like I thought I had something there. How are the YouTube comments these days? I've been staying far away from any and all comments.
They're good. They've been positive.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Love that. All right, cool. As long as we're making people happy.
Thank God.
I have stopped.
We love you guys.
I've genuinely stopped. Like, I've stopped looking at.
Good.
For a while. It's like I was looking at a lot of stuff. I've genuinely stopped. People could be talking shit about me nonstop all day, every day, and I don't know. And it's making me, at least, I'm going
Listen.
To sleep okay. I'm waking up okay. I'm getting to work every day. Like, it's been a long time since I felt like, all right, I'm okay. I'm writing a lot of blogs.
Ignorance is bliss. I was trying to think of the saying. Ignorance is bliss.
I've written a lot of blogs this month. Like, I'm almost. I'm not going to say I'm back, but I'm feeling better.
Good.
I really am. And I think not looking at comments and stuff makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like the most like, we used to say this on Plan B all the time. Like, it's literally like a form of like self-harm. It's like literally like cutting yourself.
It really is. And if you're going through it, it's like, and you really,
it just makes you feel so much worse. Yeah, yeah. And even if you're like having a good day, like it can just totally change your day around.
Completely ruin
it. Yeah. Like
the problem that I have is like, I get greedy where it's like, I feel like I've had a good day or I've had a good episode or I've done something exciting. And I'm like, you know what? I bet the people will like me now. Let me just go look and see if they're saying something nice. And they never are. They will never say something nice. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, not the Taylor Watch people.
Yeah, it's like everybody outside. Subsect of assholes.
No one will say anything nice. And I have to even stop thinking that they will.
Yeah.
I don't want to, because that's, you know, nothing hits harder than the nice comment. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, but yeah. Then the mean are just, they put you in a hole.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like, I really try to like, so I forget who told me it, and I think maybe it was you or somebody, but someone was like, usually when those people who comment, they're either like bedridden or like under the age of 13.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, this is either like a dying human who hates his life and he's so like sad about his life that he has to take it out on me, or it's a 11-year-old girl who...
Or it's a child.
Yeah, so like...
Probably like a 13-year-old boy thinking it's funny.
Yeah, like, exactly. So like, know? Whatever. If I got ate up on the fucking internet by an 11-year-old girl, that's fine. Like,
whatever.
What are you going to do about it?
I can move on. I can live, you know what I mean? Like, she'll, you know, karma will come back to her. She'll get eaten up by an 11-year-old girl in 10 years.
Yeah.
And she'll know how it feels. She'll taste her own medicine. God, that's all I can think about is, like, karma will come for these people, you know? You just have to have faith in karma.
Well, their karma is their life.
Karma is their life,
you're
right.
Their karma is their outside life. Like, there's a reason why they're so toxic online.
It's true.
Because they just have this whole skewed version of life online, and they see us and they see that we're happy and
they're
doing
jealous.
Well and we're women and we're thriving, and they're jealous because they're sitting in their mom's basement with
they
their thumb up their asshole.
100%.
So
bring us down. All they want to do is bring us down, but we're not letting it happen. So
I get
God.
Knocked down, but
when
I get up again.
You're
never
gonna
keep
me
down.
I get knocked down,
but I get up again. You're never gonna get me down.
Unless Chumbawamba.
Fuck yeah, Chumba. And he fucking spit when he said that.
Yeah, he really did. He really did. That video is crazy for those who like music videos. The knockdown. I think that's what knockdown parentheses get up again or something. Anyway. Well, that was a lovely exercise. Thank you to whoever suggested that however long ago. We loved it. Very fun. Love talking about songs all day long. I would love more suggestions like that. Like, you know, maybe we should rank at one point like her happiest songs or like her dance songs or like you know, from each album or whatever.
Yeah,
so I thought that was a fun exercise.
Oh yeah, ranking that. And we also we should do another draft soon.
We should do another draft soon.
Yeah,
we've
maybe
been
next
about
week
a while. Yeah, I think we're
if we don't
we're
get
prime
a,
time yeah.
if we don't get a announcement on Friday,
a little announcing ounce, yeah. Which ooh, we're getting close. Thursday
keep your eyes peeled.
Who knows? Keep your eyes peeled. Stay up till midnight tonight, everybody.
Yeah. Oh my God, imagine.
Tonight, yeah, that's what I imagine. Just stay up till midnight. Like, it's fine. Midnight is fine.
Like, I'm up till midnight anyways.
Yeah, right. We can all wake up in the morning on a Friday. You know what I mean? Like, you can get there. You don't have to be drunk. Just stay up till midnight. Be in your bed. You never know. So, we'll see. All right.
Let's you don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. That would be the worst thing in the world, is to miss it.
All right.
Gia, I have been sorting through my finances recently. It is tax season is upon us.
Oh, Lord.
I'm usually a little slow in the uptake with my taxes, but, you know, we're trying to get ahead of things this year. And there's something that I've been doing lately that I need to cut it out, or I need to have a cash injection, and that is shopping.
Yeah,
I do be shopping, and I can't stop shopping. It's that time of year where I'm shopping, and when I say cash injection, I mean the lottery, and I'm talking about Jackpocket.
Yeah, okay?
Jackpocket is here, a bestie of the pod. They're here to make sure that we have an equal chance as anybody else to play the lottery all over us. And when the lottery numbers start getting up high, when we start getting to like $500 million or $500,000, whatever territory, close to $1 billion in the lottery, that's when I'm paying attention.
Ah!
And I would love that cash injection to go ahead and keep on shopping.
Summer's coming up. We're gonna need a new wardrobe. You know, you gotta buy new shorts.
New bathing, my shorts don't fit.
Suits, like
my
everything.
Butt's too big.
You're gonna want to be traveling, going everywhere, going to the beach. So you're gonna need to get your money up.
Yep.
So order lottery tickets right through your phone with Jackpocket, America's number one lottery app. Jackpocket has so many lottery games to choose from: Powerball, Mega Millions, and all other official state lottery games. Best of all, new customers get their first lottery ticket free when using our code Taylor at checkout. So download the Jackpocket app now, and don't forget to use code Taylor. Jackpocket, America's number one lottery app and official partner of Barstool Sports. Let's talk to our girly pops. We got some good Taylor Swift in our wall stories.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, love that.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Laura calling out of the state of Oregon with my 50 origin story happening with Folklore. Through the Eras Tour, just catching on with the hype of the tour and knowing Taylor for a long time. I go way back to Speak Now and her original albums, but Folklore came back to me with the Eras Tour, and particularly the song Seven, I think is so beautiful. Aaron, of course, arranged it gorgeously, but the idea of connecting to the younger self, I think, really resonates in that song. It's beautiful to think of yourself as seven and compared to now, how we can still have that energy that we used to.
Wow.
But love you guys. Thanks for a great podcast. And,
love you, girl.
Let's give some love to Seven.
Yes.
Honestly,
Seven is so slept on. Seven is like me and Madeline's bestie song.
Seven is please picture me in the trees. I hit my peak at 7 feet. I used to scream ferociously every time I wanted and I could fly in the sky with Pennsylvania under me. Are there still beautiful things? My favorite part of that is, and I've been meaning to tell you,
I think your house is haunted. Your dad is always mad, and that must be why. And I think you should come live with me, and we could be pirates. Then you won't have to cry. We'll hide in the closets, and just like a folk song, our love will lay past. So good. It's such a good, slept on song.
It's such a slept on song. And to be honest, I even have slept on it and been like, boring. But it's not. It's a
no,
weird,
it's
a
really not
song.
Like your braids in a pattern. Love you
to the
moon
and to Saturn.
It's so cute.
So
I love
cute.
Like
so
what
good.
She said about how, yeah, like it connects your younger life to your like your older life now, looking back on like all like the freedoms and all the inhibitions almost that you don't have when you're young, and you can do anything, and you could scream at the top of your lungs and run around and be crazy, and you lose that kind of wildness when you get older.
Well, because you become scared. You get scared of things, and you worry and anxiety, and these things creep in, and you can't be as carefree as you were. I have personally a hard time sometimes with the nostalgia songs because, yeah, they just make me sad. Like, you just think about how when you were a kid and there were so many things happening around you that you didn't understand, good or bad, you know? And it's like, but even that line about, like, I think your house is haunted, your dad's always mad, and that must be why. It's like, you know that that poor kid, whoever she's hypothetically singing about, was in a situation at home and their parents are mad and whatever, and it just kind of makes you sad for kids, you know.
Yeah,
makes me
totally
think about kids in and myself as a kid as well. But
yeah,
really beautiful song, like beautifully written, beautiful singing on it, and the sound is so good, like the tune is really good.
It's
I love it.
Yeah, it's definitely
totally
one of her most slept on songs for sure.
Totally slept on.
And also with it being like the poem in the beginning of the Eras Tour, and then she took it out, so like you lose that part. I thought the poem, like,
it was
totally
beautiful.
Set the stage for the folklore era. And just even this, just that song in general, like, can perfectly encapsulate folklore, like, you know, looking back at your life almost as if it was like a fairy tale.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. So good.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. This is Kimmy from Cleveland.
Hey, Kimmy.
I love you girls. I love the show. I love everything. So you have my support always.
Yay, love
A couple of things. You guys talk a lot about, like, worrying about, like, Taylor Swift catching wind of Taylor Watch, but, like, them clipping the wrong thing and, like, being totally misunderstood.
Yes.
And that cracks me up every time. But if I could wish for Taylor to hear, like, one little section of one episode, it would have to be the episode that came out today where you guys are talking about, you know, if what Taylor Swift song made it seem like she's living within your walls. Like, that conversation was so pure and so just encapsulates how much you and all of us love her and why we love her. And
I'm literally tearing
if she's ever given one clip of Taylor Watch, I really hope that that's the one, because it was so pure apart.
Me too, girl.
And my answer for that question, Speak Now came out in the fall of 2010. My son was a few months old at the time when that album came out. I was already quite a Swiftie, but I obviously was listening to it, and the way I was rocking him to sleep as a newborn and just like crying my eyes out because I was going through just like the worst postpartum, and hearing those song Never Grow Up and making me think like, oh my god, I will feel this way about this like sweet baby someday. And it really kind of got me through it in a way that Taylor probably did not intend. And then
I love that.
Amazingly, when Speak Now, Taylor's version, came out last year, my son was 14 at the time. So song aged so perfectly. And then hearing that song on Taylor's version, talking about, you know, a 14-year-old kind of being so embarrassed by their mom as I'm literally living it. Again, I don't think Taylor meant it for that purpose, but it just felt really special that that song hit me at like two very distinct points in my life as a mother. So anyways, love you girls. Love everything. Keep doing what you're doing. Bye.
Oh my God. First of all, I'm literally crying.
No,
I'm so
heartwarming and like, but also
so much
emo.
For that voicemail.
Yeah.
Like,
what an amazing voicemail.
That was so sweet.
I loved the connection. Oh, like, you know, you got to listen to Never Grow Up when he was a baby, and now, you know, you get Taylor's version when he's older.
That's almost too much for me. Like, I can't handle that. Like, if I were a parent, like, I couldn't handle that. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
no,
stay inside. Like, don't, literally don't grow up. Literally don't leave.
When we were watching, like, the end of the air, it was like the end of the Eras Tour, and she did, like, Never Grow Up.
Yeah.
And I was literally, like, petting Anchovy, like, singing to it to her while crying. Like, I can't even imagine having a baby in your arms.
No, forget
like,
it.
Like, that's the scariest thing
hearing
ever.
It for the first time too, so scary. And also just the song itself, the song is one of the songs, it's almost like a skip because I cry every time.
Can't not cry.
It's one of the most beautiful songs she has, certainly. You know, it reminds me a lot of like an old school country song where they like kind of go through the phases of life. Like,
there was a time like I was skydiving.
Yes, literally like that. Like, that's exactly the song I'm referencing. And And any song where it's like, I think Brad Paisley has like a song about his daughter growing up.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
Any songs like that really get me in my feels. And I think that that's like Taylor's version of that is literally and figuratively is like, you know, just kind of going through the, even though she wrote that song when she's like 19 years old or 20 years old, whatever.
So crazy.
Clearly not, you know, doesn't have her own child, doesn't know, but just like writing about that experience.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that she that she, one, experiences it when her son's a baby, and then when he's older, and that Taylor wrote this song not knowing how that would feel for anyone else, firsthand experience, and that people who have that firsthand experience are still able to, like, really feel something from that song. I think that's so magical.
Yeah, it also is crazy that, like, at her age, like, she could write that, like, complex of an emotion, you know, like, absolutely, wanting to grow up, but, like, also being able to look back and realize, like, all of the times you, like, took advantage of, you know, being young and, like, your and, like, having your parents around and all that stuff, and, like, thinking everything was going to be so easy. But yeah, I mean, it's like the most heartwarming yet, like, heartbreaking song. Yeah, like, you know, like, what's the line? Like, remember what it sounds like when your dad gets home.
No,
remember
I
the
can't,
footsteps.
Yeah. I
remember
can't,
the words said. It's so, like,
no, I can't.
All those little things, like, you forget about all those little emotions
it's
and details.
Song.
It's so sad. So,
oh,
like,
my God,
for her to even be able to, like, know and acknowledge those feelings is crazy at such a young age, because I feel like even when I was, like, 18, 19, like, I didn't understand that just yet.
Oh, no. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I've always been, well, nostalgia is, like I said it before, nostalgia stuff is really hard for me for some reason, because I cry every time, like, and I can't stop. Like,
yeah,
it's one of those, I probably need to go to therapy about it. But it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I sometimes feel nostalgic for things that haven't even happened yet. Mm. Or, like, nostalgic for things that are still currently happening. Or, like, nostalgic for something that happened last week. Like, it's kind of all over the place. And it's that feeling, like, that maybe the fear of it being over, the fear of missing it. So I think that maybe when writing something like that, not having experienced it, maybe that's where it's coming from. Where it's, like, oh, I dread those moments, but I know that's a part of life, and so I'm trying to embrace it, like, through song and, like, this, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to, like, write about those moments, like, don't forget how your dad sounds when he's coming home.
Yeah.
And, like, don't forget. I'm literally, I'm not okay. No, like, is the next one, like, soon you'll get better? Like, yeah.
No, oh my God, no,
these
thank
are,
God.
Really the songs that I can't handle.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, they write about those things, and it's even, like, the timeline of it, like, when she's singing about it in succession of, like, the timeline of your life.
Yeah.
And I just, oh, I can't believe, like, this woman, Kimmy, right? That was her name.
Yeah, Kimmy.
Got to experience both. And I think that's so magical. And that to me is, like, I would tell that story every day. I'd be like, oh, by the way, like, I was holding my baby singing this, and now he heard it during the re-release. Like, Taylor needs to hear that story. Like, that is such a good story.
It's also just
such
an important song for, like, young kids to hear.
It totally,
like,
is.
Because you don't
just
realize.
Like, appreciate your life and your parents.
Yeah,
and
your parents.
Everything
and
they try and do for you. And,
yeah. Just like the simplicity of being young.
Completely.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And, like, enjoying.
Don't lose the way
can
that you dance around in your PJs getting ready for school. Also the line, like,
no,
don't make her drop you off around the block. Remember that she's getting older too.
Of course. No.
Like, okay, kill me and my family. Thanks.
I need to, like.
Yeah.
I'm, like, not okay. Oh my God.
Oh,
no.
Kimmy.
Sad fucking
song.
You got
us in our feels,
wow,
Kimmy.
Kimmy. I know. Thank you for that.
Well.
And also thank you for saying those nice things about us describing our songs, because.
Yeah.
That was from the heart. So.
And we hope that your 14-year-old son is slaying the game, and
the game
that
and
he's
is,
not giving you a hard time.
Man. Yes. I'm sure he is.
I'm sure you're raising. Well, if you're a Swiftie mother, I'm sure he's
you're
being
raising a good
raised
man.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. This one also might be sad.
Oh, fuck. Okay. The tears are already coming. It's okay.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. Love you, ladies. Love listening to the podcast every week. This is Ashley from Maine, by the way.
Hey, Ashley.
And I just wanted to call about the topic that you guys had today, where you were talking about a song that really made you understand that you were a true Swiftie. And for me, it's more of like a moment, not so much a song, although if I had to choose a song, it would probably be Anti-Hero, because that was kind of around the time that I really dove headfirst into Taylor. But anyway, I have this moment that kind of sticks with me, and I think about it every time I think about becoming a huge Swiftie, and it means a lot to me. So I have three daughters, and my oldest daughter was going through a really, really rough time a few summers ago, and we had started listening to Taylor a little bit more, and my younger daughters were kind of getting into her, and during that really tough time for our family, we would put Taylor's music on, and it was one of the few times that my older daughter would come out of, like, kind of her feelings and smile and enjoy herself and forget about everything that was going on. And I just remember those moments from that summer so just fondly, but also, you know, kind of just makes me want to cry thinking about it because it was such a difficult time. And those were these moments of light that we had where we were all listening to Taylor's music together and dancing and singing and forgetting about everything that was going on. And so that was kind of the moment that I really became a Swiftie, because I just started then getting into more and more and more of her music and really deep diving into her lyrics and the feelings that I was having around her songs. And you know, ever since then I've just been obsessed. And now, like you said, I can pick out so many songs that I'm like, oh my gosh, she wrote that for me. She must have been in my head when she was writing this song. But anyway, not necessarily a song, but just a moment that really means so much to me when I think about how I became such a huge Swiftie. So anyway, love you ladies. Love the pod. Makes me so happy to listen every Tuesday and Thursday. So thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling,
thank
Queen,
you so much.
Ashley.
Love you so much. First of all, everybody's slaying these fucking voices. I know. Oh, my God. That and cry. So that just goes. I mean, we're
like, I just love
this.
Taylor Swift so much.
I just
like,
love
it's
her
just
so much.
Like
she's done
all
so
of these
much
stories,
for so many people. Like it just, and that is such a good example too of like she transcends all. You know what I mean? Like she knows no bounds in terms of how and when and where she touches people and helps people and like, you know, as having been a teenage girl myself, having like have had like problems at home and you know, anxiety, depression, whatever, you name it. Taylor Swift is a constant and she's always been a constant. And I think, and she's an incredible role model. She's a good person. She's got her head on her shoulders. She's not afraid to express herself. And I think that those are the kind of people that you want to be influencing your children and yourself. You want to be influenced by when you're going through something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just good people. And she's a good person.
Yeah.
Just
like,
love her.
Yeah. No, exactly what you're
she's
saying.
She's the best.
And like, the almost, you know, the bond that she can bring between a mother and a daughter, like, you know, sometimes it's so hard. I mean, I think about like my relationship with my mom when I was young and like I feel like I was probably going through what your daughter was going through, like
definitely
being young and, you know, going through whatever was happening at the time. It's even though us as women, we've been literally in their shoes before.
Yeah.
It's very hard to connect because, you know, when you're 14, you're like, you can't even grasp the concept of a 50-year-old woman understanding what you're going through in that moment, because, you know, when you're 14, you feel like you're the only person on planet Earth.
Of course.
So for Taylor's music to, you know, bring in that bond, bring in that connection is just so important because sometimes music speaks louder than words, and stuff that Taylor can say can hit harder than, you know, when you hear from your mom, because unfortunately, like sometimes when your mom gives you advice or wants to help you, like you're a young girl,
you're
moody, you're bratty, and you don't want to listen to it.
You don't want to listen to your mom.
But if
your
mom's going to put on Taylor Swift, like then fuck yeah, we'll all come out of my room fine, I guess, and we'll listen to it. You know what I mean?
It's almost like a cheat code where it's like, oh, it's like luring a luring the cat in. It's like, oh, I'll put some Taylor Swift. Don't mind me, just listening to some Taylor Swift. And it's like, what are you listening to?
And also, like, you can be like, oh, like you should listen to this song or this song, like I think it will help make you feel better, whatever. Like, it's such a nice way for.
It's a good bonding experience.
Yeah, and we always talk about how Taylor like transcends age and gender and whatever it is. Yep. So, yeah, just the fact that like mothers and daughters in general, and like having complicated relationships with like your mom and stuff. So
for sure,
it's just.
I would say everybody has a complicated relationship with their mom. Like, girls have you know, boys too, I'm sure, in their own way, but girls have a very complicated relationship with their mom in the way of like, it's such a glimpse of your own future.
Yeah.
And you're not prepared to see someone having lived a life and then try to raise you in the same way. Like, it's very weird.
And also,
it's
like watching
meta.
Yourself, like, kind of become them, too.
Totally. Like, I am my mom. Like,
oh,
my God. I could not be more
Francesca,
my mom.
I'm like, oh, my oh, God. Yeah.
I could not be more my mom than I am in this moment. Like, even the way that I talk sometimes, like, the stuff I say, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I am, have I taken her over? Like, am I absorbing her soul? And so, it, but yeah, it's such a funny, especially when you're young, it's so hard to, not even when it, just your mom, like just to break through to teens or, you know, late teens or 20s, 30s, whatever it is, your kids, and try to find common ground when they're going through a hard time or they're like in a deep hole, you know, like that's, we both have experienced things like that where it's, it feels impossible to, I've experienced on both sides, like trying to help someone be pulled out of that situation and being pulled out of it myself. And to have at least something where it's like, all right, you know, break glass in case of emergency. It's like the Lover album. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's Reputation. Anything, I think, is just something to, you know, something to at least alleviate that stress. And I think, again, I want Taylor to hear this one. Like, this is another, like, these are perfect examples of like, how she affects your life and is just such a big part of it in ways that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah. Also, I feel like just shout out to all the moms that call us and listen
major
to us.
Shout out to all the moms.
Like,
major
I feel like all of
out.
You guys are just such good moms. And it makes me like happy for the future generations.
Me
like
too.
Being all these kids being raised by Swiftie moms. And
same.
I feel like all the moms that call in, like they just have such good head on their shoulders. And it's just, yeah, the fact that, you know, she can acknowledge that her daughter was like going through something
Absolutely.
Like this. It's just, yeah, it just, it's really nice to hear and see. So I really appreciate when you guys all 100%. Call in and share your stories.
And I feel like we've got a good chunk of moms listening.
Oh yeah.
And I'm happy about that.
Let's go moms.
And we love to hear from you.
Yes.
So keep it coming, ladies.
Shout out to the mothers. Yes.
Gia, as I said, Lady Gaga is on tour. She announced her tour yesterday, Wednesday, and I must go. Mm. I have to be there. I'm all in on the new album. I'm very excited about the concert. We've got Sabrina is coming back. We need to go to her concert. There's a lot of people are putting on shows that we need to go to. Even Dua Peep, if we're really getting crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the only place that I can trust to get good tickets at a fair price and good seats, feeling good, Game Time. Mm-hmm. Bestie, original bestie, Game Time.
Game Time. We always use Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, and they make getting tickets faster and easier. Plus, the Game Time Picks feature makes it even easier to get great deals on the seats that you want. Just pull up the chosen event and turn on the GT Pick setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on the Game Time app. Homepage, just like Kelly said, Lady Gaga is going on tour. Gracie Abrams is coming back to New York. So many people are on tour. So many people are looking for tickets. So Game Time is definitely the way to go. Kelly saw some. Kelly, let's hope we see some amazing Game Time Picks deals when those tickets come
let's
out.
Hope.
I'm sure we will. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we're going to buy those tickets through Game Time with Game Time Picks. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game Time.
Okay, this is not a question, but it was a text message that we got.
Oh, great.
Hey, girls, this is Molly, and I'm super behind on my pod app, so I have barely finished your Tuesday episode and about to start today's.
Ooh.
So you might not even get to reading this for a week, but I hope you include this because I've become obsessed with the prologues of all of Taylor Swift's albums, and I was hoping maybe y'all could do a deep dive of all the album prologues like you did with the songs. I love your pod. It's the highlight of my week. It's like I'm hanging out with my besties. Aww, love y'all. Have a great week.
Love you, Molly. Thank you so much. Prologues meaning like the
so like you know
she writes at
yeah
the top
yeah
of the
you
album.
Know she has like the whole explanatory
Gia, that is first of all thank you Molly that's an amazing idea
that
add it to the list I'll add it to my list as well prologue rank and
prologue
discussion. Or should we use prologue discussion
discussion prologue deep
you
dives.
Have a whole Taylor Watch 2025 list of
oh
things.
No oh my god wait good.
But I think a lot of it we've talked about already. Like I have Red Deep Dive, 1989 Deep Dive, Reputation debut. I'll put.
We still have a lot of deep dives to do. We still have a couple more drafts to do.
Yeah, that's the Red 1989. We have two left
for drafts.
Yes, that aren't, and then we have four technically with Reputation.
Yeah,
and debut, which I think we should save them for versions.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, prologue combo. I love that, and we can. You know, that lets us dip back into our vinyls too. How fun. Love.
Okay.
Love that
let's
idea.
Do rapid fire questions to end it out.
Fabulous.
Okay. What do you think Taylor's favorite song is from her own catalog? You're on your own, kid.
You're on your own, kid.
Or
yeah.
maroon.
Or maroon. That's yeah. It. Yeah, that's because just because she played them the
she
most.
She played them the most.
I kind of think it's, if we're being so real, I do think it's you're on your own, kid. Like,
I agree,
that
too.
One, I think, is like her, you know, like, psh, pick yourself up.
Yeah,
girl.
And honestly,
you're
like,
on your own, kid.
It's
you
one of her,
been.
Like, magnum opus songs,
it's an
really.
It's incredible song.
Yeah.
If that is a song, I know we talked about it when we were ranking the track fives, but you could make an argument that it's like her best track five. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to like argue it and pressure and think about it, despite the upbeat vibe of it, it's beautifully written.
It's also such a unique message.
Extremely unique. Yeah. Right. And it's, and an important message.
Yeah.
I think it's a message that a lot of people don't hear in their mm-hmm. lives, you know, or people. I mean, I know that that's how I feel. Like, mm-hmm. It's another one of those songs where it's like, were you my walls when you wrote this?
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to play with me. Like, you know, that's.
No one wanted to play with me as a little kid, but so I've been screaming like a criminal ever since. To make you love me and make it seem effortless. This is the first time I felt the need to confess. And nights when I'm only cryptic and Machiavellian, cause I can. What if I told you none of this was accidental?
It's so good.
It's
just so
good. Yeah.
Like, it's one of those, you gotta sing the whole thing. And
yeah.
But it makes me think too of like the Eras Tour, the way she performed it on the Eras Tour.
Yeah, it makes me, it reminds me of.
Do we just jump into Mastermind?
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, we did.
I was like, wait a second.
Wait, that's funny. That is Mastermind.
That wasn't
no,
even
you're
on your own, kid.
Summer went away. Still the yearning space.
What were we singing?
We were singing Mastermind, yeah. That's so funny.
But how did we start it? Did we start it with you on your
None
own?
None of it was accidental in the first time that you saw me. That's where we started. I wanted you, Lottie.
That was dumb. Oh, yeah. No one wanted to play with
you. Yeah, little kid.
Oh, I said that, though. I said that.
Okay.
From, I was saying that was in. So no, that was on me.
From
that was my fault.
Sprinkler splashes and fire race ashes. I gave my blood, sweat, and tears for this. I hosted parties and starved my body like I'd be saved by a perfect kiss. The jokes weren't funny. I took the money, my friends from home don't know what to say. I looked around in a blood-soaked gown and I saw something they can't take away.
So
there we
good.
Go. Yeah.
There we go. We know it. We swear.
Yep, we know it.
But yes, yeah. I think the amount of times that she played it on the Eras Tour Surprise songs, she loves that song. And then also, I think the message is so all-encompassing for her and her journey, you know, despite the fact that, like, yeah, she's with Travis now and like blah blah whatever, inherently though, she's on her own. You're on your own, kid.
Yeah,
figure it out, you know. And I feel like she's always kind of felt that way.
Wait, this is funny. Yeah. Imagine you're on the slopes and Taylor skis past you in the rep bodysuit. I'd be like, oh shit.
I'd be like,
run.
I would scream as loud as I screamed Miami night one or whatever. I'd be like, ah! Like, my eyes would fall out of my head.
Yeah. And she fucking dusts you with the snow, too. She, like, carves up some snow and dusts you in the face.
All of a sudden, you're skiing and you hear, do. Wow. And then you're like, what is that?
What the hell?
What is that?
Taylor going 90 miles per hour.
I saw him. Yeah.
I would love that.
That is so funny.
Okay. Your favorite and least favorite era's outfit.
Ooh. This is hard. Favorite and least favorite.
Favorite is Moonstone bodysuit for me.
Yeah, I love that.
Least favorite is, like, honestly, either that yellow Evermore dress.
Yeah, fair.
Or any of the newer 1989 combos. I just hated the mismatching. I hated it.
I wasn't a fan either of that. I would say that my least favorite probably the orange Evermore dress. It was like orange with flowers on it.
Is that the same one? I'm thinking of that yellow with like the, it had like the ties too. And it's like square neck.
Yes. Is it the same? Oh, I thought it was orange.
It's like yellowish orange.
I think it is the same one I'm thinking of. Where it's like, looks like Little House on the Prairie vibes.
Yes. This one?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, wait, look, show me. Yes, that's my least favorite one for sure.
Yeah, that's
and
probably
it's still pretty.
It's still very cute.
Yeah.
Like I would low key wear that. It's just compared to like the bronze one, it's not as cute
I think
to
you're
me.
Right about it being yellow.
Yeah.
In my head, it was orange for some reason. And then my most favorite, probably one of the folklore out like the. Folklore
yeah,
outfits.
I do love the
probably
green.
That, probably that berry. I still love that berry.
I like the
white.
Berry too.
I really did like the white. Wait, but remind the people that we're in our last round.
Oh, yeah. Last round of the draft will be happening today. So vote on the Instagram. It'll be in the in our link in bio and in the story. It's the Moonstone bodysuit versus the Lover OG pink and blue bodysuit.
Which is very hard.
A matchup for the ages.
Matchup for the ages.
Because I love both those so
same.
Much.
Same. And I don't want to influence people, but I will say we had this discussion briefly before we started, and it's hard to go against the OG, the bodysuit on the poster. Like, it's number one because Moonstone bodysuit didn't come out until the second,
end,
until the end, you know? So it's kind of like it didn't get a lot of shine. But if you don't know the moon, I'm just saying this, if you don't know the Moonstone bodysuit, take a look. Take a look before you
vote. There's some intricate detailing on that, baby.
There certainly is. Mm-hmm. And so just take a look and appreciate it and remember about vigilante shit in that outfit. And then cast your vote after
that. Yeah, and think about how Assler wouldn't exist without it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Besides Taylor, who's your number one artist at the moment and number one song?
Ooh, that is, well, for me at the moment right now, it's got to be Lady Gaga.
Okay.
And it's a toss up between three songs on the album. Actually, no, two. I can whittle it down to two. Vanish Into You. I'm very obsessed with that song. And How Bad Do You Want Me, which everybody thinks is like a Taylor Swift, you know, in secret kind of song. So that's, she's my number one right now.
I'd say mine is either Tate McRae or Role Model. And then it would be either Green Light by Tate McRae or Sun Protector by Role Model.
Love it.
Who would feature on Rep TV or your dream Rep TV vault feature?
Oh, wow. Like Rihanna.
Oh,
or something like
that'd be so sick,
you know, like someone like a motherfucking bad bitch. SZA would be great.
Yeah, I would love like a Tay daughter, like Gracie or Sabrina.
I feel like
Olivia.
Could be Olivia. I would choose probably Sabrina over Gracie for Rep. I feel like Gracie doesn't fit with Rep.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But
This one asks Sabrina or Gracie.
Oh, for me, Sabrina.
I'd say Gracie.
Yeah. I love them both, but Sabrina for me.
Ooh, okay. What city did the Eras Tour not go to that you wish it did? For me, it was either Orlando or D.C.
A lot of people were upset about D.C.
Yeah, I
noticed
that. I remember people
saying that. Orlando is whatever, because she did Tampa.
Yeah,
and she
I guess
did Miami.
Honestly, I honestly thought it was a different question. I thought it was, what city did you wish you went to?
Oh, okay.
Because that for me would definitely be Edinburgh.
Edinburgh
1,000%.
For sure. Yes.
Edinburgh
or
Nola, honestly.
Or Nola.
Yeah.
Because
Nola
looks
so cool.
I get jealous about Nola,
yeah.
too. Big time.
But there's no city that I was like, oh, she should have went there. Because I feel like she went to all the major cities.
She went
cities.
To so many cities. Yeah. Yeah. She went to so many places. And I mean, you know, she came to our city. So it's like, as spoiled as we are, I didn't feel like, you know, when we went to Miami and Paris, we obviously traveled. We knew we were traveling far or whatever. But we really didn't have to travel far.
Yeah.
See, you know what I mean? She's right across the river.
If she drops Rep TV, if she does a Rep TV announcement, how do you think she will drop it?
No explanation, only reputation.
And just a
clear
link,
the grid.
And just a date.
Clear the grid, post six snakes in a row, and then the date, just like she did last time.
Okay.
I genuinely think
I could
it
see
will
so,
be like
I think
the
it's
same,
something be very like
very similar.
Very simple,
yep.
Straight to the point, no explanation, reputation, and a date or something like that.
For sure.
You know, yeah.
I will say this about Taylor. I said earlier, stay up till midnight just in case. She is known to do like an 8 a.m. drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She loves an 8 a.m., which is my least favorite time of day. So, you know, I'm always either asleep or in the middle of a shower. And so just keep your eyes peeled like all morning on Friday. Mm.
Okay. Do you think Taylor and Travis will go to Coachella again? Yes, actually.
Great question.
What's the
possibly
lineup?
Possibly. The lineup's pretty good. Someone said Lady Gaga's going to be there.
I actually don't think they've announced it yet. Have they?
Oh, I don't know. Because someone said Lady Gaga was going to be there.
You like someone, my hair? Or they have.
They replied
let me
to
see.
My
2025 lineup.
I think it's like
you
Doechii
like my
and
hair,
Chapel
my
Roan. And
jeans?
I think it's like a pretty good, it's like a really good lineup as far as I know. And I'm sure they will. I mean, last year
Bia Badoobie, Benson Boone.
Oh, there you go.
Charlie XCX.
Makes sense. I was convinced last year when they showed up there, I was like, no fucking way. How could they possibly go there? She's so famous. Like, no way.
Right.
But they made it happen.
They
so,
made it happen.
Yeah. If they want to go, they'll go. Also, too, remember Bleachers.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Year.
Yeah. Lady Gaga. I could totally see her going for Lady Gaga.
Me too. Big
time. Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Is headlining on Sunday.
Megan
Thee Stallion.
Meg?
No, Chapel's not at Coachella, it looks like. No, it's...
No, Sabrina. She might be on tour still, Sabrina.
Yeah, she might be. I thought she was coming back to... Oh, I that's Lollapalooza. I keep getting Lolla and Coachella screwed up.
That's like far out, right?
Yeah, Lolla's like last weekend of August.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay, this one is a... This one, well, let's do for next episode. Rank your surprise songs.
Okay. All right. We'll write it down, too.
Write that one down, yeah.
Surprise. That'll be a long one.
And I think that's good for today.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think that was fabulous. What a time. I honestly am still, I can't get over those calls. Thank you for the people that called in. Those, like, sweet, heartfelt. And that's kind of what I was hoping for. Like, I was really hoping for that. I didn't expect to cry so much, but, like, beautiful. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for everybody who called in, wrote in, entered our rapid fire questions. We love our Thursday episodes where we get to chit chat with our Taylor Watch besties.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes and ears peeled for an announcement on our listening party in the future. Yeah. So exciting. And just thanks as always for being the best. Yeah. We love you guys so much. We love doing this pod and we have so much fun talking about Taylor and the fact that this is our life is exciting. Yeah. So we love it. We love you and we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.